I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the old ceremonial hunting tradition of eating the heart out of the first animal you kill. Meat from those organs are among the most nutrient-rich foods on the planet. You can get those same benefits your ancestors craved via convenient daily capsules from Heart and Soil. Find out more at heartandsoil.co. And remember, use code MeatEater for 10% off your purchase. If you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. There's nothing like snook hook sets at dawn or catching a tarpon in the moonlight. Find your next fishing trip made easy on fishingbooker.com and experience the magic of the Sunshine State or any other destination on your fishing bucket list. Book a blue water adventure in search of sailfish or go snapper fishing with the kids. With over 6,000 captains and trips to choose from, planning your next one just got a whole lot easier. Download the Fishing Booker app on the Google Play or App Store, or visit them online at fishingbooker.com to book your trip today.
It's a Meat Eater podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. How you like that, Steve? Still good?
Oh, that's good.
Still
that's
good. Yeah. I am your host, Spencer North, and today we are joined by special guests Cam Haynes and Rihanna. Cam and Rihanna, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Let's do it.
How you feel about trivia, Cam?
Well, I'll let you know here pretty soon.
Okay. If you're not familiar with the show, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions born out of our four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there is a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. So far, we've had Steve win 5 times, Brody win 3 times, Clay, Seth, Giannis, and Corinne have each won once.
Do you know that my buddy Tommy Edson from Washington, he says that he's won twice because he plays it at work in the lunchroom with the guys at work. So we're flying him out.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to fly a lot of people out.
He says he's won twice.
You start that pressing, you're going to be flying a lot of folks out.
I was going to say, that's all it takes, guys. Just email in to...
Well, no, because I believe him. I don't believe... Like, a lot of things people tell me I don't believe, but I believe everything he tells me.
Now, we have a lot of housekeeping to get to from previous shows. On the March 29th episode of Meat Eater Trivia, I played Luke Bryan's 2009 song, Drinking Beer and Wasting Bullets, and declared it the worst hunting song of all time.
You found the worst one?
It was the worst hunting song of all time.
There's a correction that you found one even worse. Hold on.
No, not everyone in our crew feels this way, though. I recently found a 2010 article from countrymusiclife.com that reviewed the song and included a quote from our very own Mark Kenyon. This is what Mark had to say of Luke Bryan's song 12 years ago.
No.
Although I don't condone drinking while hunting, this is still a fun song to listen to. And any song that talks about sitting on the deer stand is a good one, in my opinion.
Sorry, Mark, but I strongly disagree with you there.
How? What?
What's your question?
Why is he recorded saying that?
Mark wrote a blog post in 2009, which is the year this song came out, talking about his rut hunting playlist, which this song was on there. Someone then wrote a review of Luke Bryan's album and found Mark's article and included his quote in the article reviewing the album.
Good stuff.
Hold on a second. Do you have a rut hunting playlist?
No.
Anybody in the room?
I didn't know there was such a thing until
then. God, I love Mark. He's a different individual.
Also on a previous episode where we talked about the Cajun Trinity, in the follow-up factoid, I misspoke and said that mirepoix is carrots, bell peppers, and onion. What I meant to say is that a mirepoix is carrots, celery, and onion. About 20 people wrote in to let me know of that error. And finally, on a previous show, we talked about how the origin of the burrito dates back to the Mexican Revolution. But Nicholas Toby wrote in to let me know that this is incorrect if you live in North Korea. That's because earlier this year, a North Korea state news outlet wrote about how Kim Jong-il invented the burrito in 2011.
Awesome.
Shortly before his death.
Wow. He eats a lot of burritos, it looks like.
They're so committed to the lie that they even erected a mural of him making a burrito in a kitchen while surrounded by chefs. This shouldn't surprise us, though, since North Korean government also claims that Kim Jong-il invented the hamburger, never used the bathroom, and cured dwarfism. So he's done it all, from burritos to dwarfism.
Hmm.
Thank you for your contributions.
Great stuff.
We are now on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Game on, suckers!
The first question is multiple choice, and the topic is fishing. And this first great question comes to us via Noah Cat. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia at themeateater.com.
How's he spell his name?
K-A-T-T.
Go on.
Xander, which are also known as European walleye, are only found in one state. What is it? North Dakota, Texas, Ohio, or Colorado? Xander, which are also known as European walleye, are only found in one state. What is it? Again, North Dakota, Texas, Ohio, or Colorado?
I love a good multiple choice.
Didn't seem like anybody knew it.
Yeah, don't show me your board, dude.
I'm trying not to.
Didn't seem like anybody knew it right off
the
bat.
I can't
hide your board.
I can't lean the other way because then I see Spencer's computer.
Very honest, Yanni. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Yanni saying Texas, Steve saying Texas, Cam saying North Dakota, Brody saying North Dakota, he scribbled out Ohio, Sam saying Ohio, Corinne saying Ohio, Rihanna saying North Dakota, and Seth saying Ohio. The correct answer is North Dakota.
That can't be true. Because
Xander were stocked in North Dakota's Spiritwood Lake in 1989. The agency originally put 200,000 Xander fry in the lake, but abandoned the project shortly thereafter under pressure from neighboring states who had concerns the fish would destroy some of the nation's best walleye waters.
That's why I thought it couldn't be there, because it's such an established walleye fishery. What'd you have, Brody?
North Dakota.
You know, I just heard that on a podcast going to pick up our walleye boat.
Whoa.
But I just couldn't remember.
I wonder how different they actually are from walleye. Or are they just European walleye?
They're a little more green. They have like more of a shoulder and they get a lot bigger.
Son of a bitch, man.
Brody's bigger off. Than Chester's walleye?
Brody's
off to an early lead.
The state record was just caught in 2019 weighing under 16 pounds. Question two. The topic is public lands. Who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior? Who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior?
No multiple choice, huh?
No multiple choice.
You have to spell it right.
I know.
Yeah. you, if you're in the ballpark, we'll give it to you.
Don't do cluey shit.
Well, how is that cluey?
Because let's say the current Secretary
you
of the Interior
just asked how to spell
was
cat.
Named Smith. If it was Smith.
It could be S-M-Y-T-H-E.
Oh, that's a really good point.
That's a good point.
Again, who is the current U.S. Secretary of the Interior? Does everybody have an answer?
Yes.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis without an answer. Steve saying Deb Holland.
Oh my God.
Cam without an answer. Brody saying Deb Holland. The rest of the room not getting it. The correct answer is Deb Holland. Deb made history in 2021, becoming the first Native American to serve as the cabinet secretary. She is a 35th generation New Mexican and member of the Pueblo of Laguna. If you want more info on her background and appointment to the Department of the Interior, check out episode 274, Farewell Red Wolf, of the Meat Eater podcast. Question three, the topic is gear. This beginner-friendly piece of gear was invented by Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. The company was later acquired by Trophy Ridge, who says it's still one of their top-selling products. This beginner-friendly piece of gear was invented by Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. The company was later acquired by Trophy Ridge, who says it's still one of their top-selling products. We have a very confident Giannis. You know it?
I think so. I feel like there's only one thing that it could be.
Okay.
Let's just stop the chit chat.
An arrow.
A really heavy one.
Again, Carolina Archery Equipment in 1999. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying Whisker Biscuit, Steve saying Whisker Biscuit, Cam saying Whisker Biscuit, Brody saying Whisker Biscuit, Sam saying Peep Sight, Corinne without an answer, Rihanna saying Whisker Biscuit, and Seth without an answer. The room is correct. It is the Whisker Biscuit.
What's with you guys that don't do any answer?
I still got a bow with one of those on there.
The creators of the Whisker Biscuit were former semiconductor engineers who wanted to invent an archery rest that would fully contain an arrow while still being quiet, durable, and easy to tune. We recently covered the history and the future of the rest on our website in an article titled, Is the Whisker Biscuit Dead? The answer is no, but you should still go read that interesting article by Emily Kantner.
Listen, man, my kids, I have Whisker Biscuits on their bows.
Mm-hmm.
They can run all over hell with it. It's just, it's like a great little thing for them. They don't need to think about it.
Did you use one, Cam?
No, I don't.
No, not do, did.
No,
have you?
No.
I always wanted one and I never, somehow never got around to owning
one. You skipped that step, huh?
Let me tell you something. I got a little question for you there.
Yeah, hit me up.
Will the Whisker Biscuit support a fish arrow?
It feels too heavy.
That's correct.
Know. Yeah.
Put him down for a point.
We are on to question four. The topic is conservation. Polar bears are found in 5 countries. Name 3 of them. Polar bears are found in 5 countries. Name 3 of them. The topic is conservation. A lot of thinking going on here. I see folks imagining a map in their head.
I keep changing my mind which one I'm going to put down.
Looking for 3 of the 5 countries where you can find a polar bear. Does everybody have an answer?
Yes.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Steve saying Russia, Greenland, U.S.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, I scratched out the wrong one.
He says Russia, Greenland, U.S.
I wanted
US.
To go with this one. No. That one.
We'll see. Cam saying Canada, USA,
I'm right either way.
Antarctica. Brody saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Sam saying U.S., Canada, Greenland. Corinne saying Russia and Antarctica. Rihanna Corinne, saying Antarctica Greenland, Canada.
It's not a country. And it doesn't have polar bears.
And Seth saying Canada, Russia, and U.S. The 5 countries are Denmark or Greenland, Norway, Russia, Canada, and the United States. So the room did very well.
Antarctica.
Yeah, I got that wrong too.
Canada is home to about 60% of the world's polar bears with a population of 16,000. That's followed by the United States with 5,000, Greenland or Denmark with 4,000, Norway with 3,000, and Russia with 3,000. But because they live in such remote areas and occasionally migrate between countries, their exact numbers aren't known. We're on to question 5.
It's a great round, man. I wonder how Tommy Edson's doing.
We will get a scoreboard update after question 5.
We should have him call in.
The topic is cooking. This next great question comes to us via William Judson. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, send it to trivia@themeateater.com. This fruit is typically used in the marinade when making bulgogi because it helps tenderize and sweeten the meat. This fruit is typically used in the marinade when making bulgogi because it helps tenderize and sweeten the meat. We seem to have a stumped room.
I disagree.
Okay. We have a stumped room minus Steve. Again, bulgogi, looking for the fruit that is used in the marinade.
The problem is
you can't tell us like what country bulgogi comes from.
No,
I will not give any
hints. Cannot.
Steve does not like hints.
Does everybody have an answer?
I gotta change my shit up.
Oh,
you are so confident.
He looked in Brody's eyes.
No,
and knew he better not look in mine because I got no clue.
Oh boy.
Are we ready to reveal answers?
Yeah.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying pineapple.
Oh, Giannis.
Steve saying pineapple.
But with a thing where I should have said maybe tamarind.
Cam saying lemon. Brody saying passion fruit. Sam saying prune. Corinne saying plum. Rihanna saying jackfruit. Seth saying lime. Nobody got it correct.
Mm.
The correct answer is Asian pear, but I would have given you pear if you would have said that.
Some
popular alternatives
my
to
second
pears.
Guess wasn't even right.
Man, when the whole room gets it wrong, that's a stumper.
We shot a thing with Danielle where she made bulgogi and she did not use that.
Popular
here's
alternatives to
here's
pears
the
include.
I got another question for all you. Right, how'd you like me to have you fatten your little lip up for you? Because that's like when you ask that question about el dente pasta, dude. What's that have to do with anything?
We have two bulgogi recipes on our website. I would say that's pretty damn relevant.
And you better go check, and both those sons of bitches better have that in it.
They say you should use a pear, but they call out alternatives.
Who's they?
We have Wade Trung and Danielle Pruitt. Now, popular alternatives to pears include kiwis, apples, and pineapples. If
that's
you want a bulgogi recipe, we actually have two of them on TheMeatEater.com for venison roast and venison heart.
We need to have questions with definitive answers.
I've made them both, and they are incredibly delicious. Phil, hit us with a scoreboard update.
Sure thing. In last place, we have Corinne. Just a fall from grace after her.
After dominating the April
victory.
Fools. After dominating the April Fools round, she's fallen to last place.
Yeah, coming up next, we got Seth.
How could that happen?
Seth and Sam have won. Cam and Giannis have, Andriana all have two. Steve has three. And in first place is Brody with four.
Damn.
Close race.
Yeah, anybody's game. I want to tell you about an American-made success story and Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. Black Buffalo is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly, but keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, and wintergreen, all proudly made right here in the USA. Tell them, Chili.
The reason I like Black Buffalo pouches is, one, they're very discreet. And what I mean by that is I can throw one in and almost forget it's there. And I prefer the mint pouches.
So if you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Hey everybody, I'm talking here about Montana Knife Company from our very own state of Montana. This company was founded by one of the most experienced master bladesmiths in the world, Josh Smith, who over recent months I've become friends with. And my God, have I learned a lot about knives from this guy. Just a phenomenal hometown company that makes world-renowned knives. Josh has been making knives for 30 years. You get one of these knives up and open it, it is sharp like something that came from outer space. And here's the deal. They make knives that can be sharpened. You can work on these knives. If you don't want to work on them, you send it to them and they'll work on it. They'll get it sharp. Phenomenal hunting knives. If you want to see them in action, we just did, me and John Hayes, the taxidermist, just did a video about how to properly skin a black bear. Watch that video, and in that video, you'll see Montana Knife Company knives in action. MKC products usually sell out in minutes of being released, which is true. But now, for the first time, they're dabbling with having knives in stock on their site. So right now, you can grab yourself a Blackfoot 2.0 or the Ultralight Speed Goat. Use code MEATEATER, and you get 10% off your first order. Montana Knife Company. Working knives for working people. 10% off with the code MEATEATER. That's a good deal. Being prepared is all about having the right tools. The OnX off-road map and navigation app is the best to find off-road trails and off-grid camping, and to use fully functional GPS when you're out of service. And as we all know, that being out of service is usually where the best places start. Plus, there's color-coded public and private land boundaries, which are super handy for finding off-grid camping. And I said it before, but I want to make sure it sticks. Offline maps. What this means is it allows you to access all interactive land and trail data and custom map markups when you're out of service. Just download the map ahead of time. Your phone's internal GPS gives you full navigation capabilities offline, so you'll always know where you are and how to get home safely. I've been using OnX for many years. I use it, I'm not joking, on a daily basis. There is zero hunting I do without OnX. Go to onxmaps.com and use code MEATEATER to get 20% off your membership today.
Halfway through the game, we are on to question 6, and the topic is fishing. What lure was banned by Bassmaster in 2012 and FLW in 2014 because it was too effective at catching bass? What lure was banned by Bassmaster in 2012 and FLW in 2014 because it was too effective at catching bass?
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I know the sort of...
Can you just not...
Don't give any hints. What's up, Giannis?
I want to hear the al dente. I missed the al dente question. I wasn't here for that trivia, so afterwards, will you give it to me?
Yeah.
I want to see if I can.
The question was, what do you call it when you don't cook pasta it's super soft or some shit like that?
Something like that.
You know, I think you should ask, what does it mean? What's the definition?
Well, that was a part of his
like
follow up. His
firm
to the bite, firm to the tooth.
Oh, there you go.
To the tooth.
Again, fishing. What lure was banned by Bassmaster and FLW because it was too good at catching bass? Does everybody have an answer?
I have one.
You better be ready for an argument, buddy.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying the banjo minnow, Steve saying the umbrella, Cam saying without an answer, Brody saying the banjo minnow, Sam saying the rattler, Corinne saying the pink something, Rihanna saying spinners, and Seth saying the A-rig. The correct answer is the Alabama rig, A-rig, or umbrella rig.
Oh, so I did get it. Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah!
I couldn't think of what it was called, man.
I'm neck and neck with Brody.
The ban is largely thanks to Paul Elias's success using it in a 2011 tournament on Lake Guntersville. Despite tough conditions and predictions that the tournament's winner would only weigh in with 60 pounds of bass, Elias destroyed the competition and finished with over 102 pounds. This was all thanks to his use of the Alabama rig, which simulated schools of shad.
Yeah. Sweet looking rig. But you know, in a lot of states, you wouldn't be able to use it anyways because it's got too many damn hooks.
Well, here's the deal. You could use it, but you just like wouldn't have hooks on all of them. So that's been the popular alternative.
A lot of states,
for folks.
You can only put so many hooks on the A-rigs.
So you'd be running like five
of
them.
You're getting a lot of false strikes.
Well, the baits that have the hooks, you usually make them a different color or something that makes them stand out.
Go all white and then one chartreuse.
Did you get that one right, Seth?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
We are on to question 7. The topic
is public
lands.
I'll tell you, I caught
lands.
A lot of fish on that banjo minnow.
You know what? Their marketing must be pretty damn good to fool two of you into thinking it was banned.
Hey.
I love it. Question 7. The topic is public lands. This next great question comes to us from our friends at OnX. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What state has the most acres of corner locked public land? What state has the most acres of corner locked public land?
If any guys need anything done, let me know because I got some time on my hands right now.
I feel like we had this question before or something.
We have not.
It's been discussed on the podcast.
Onyx just released the report.
It's not true.
No, it's not.
This particular aspect, and I don't know that I have it right, has not been discussed on the podcast.
Really?
Has not.
What state has the most acres of corner-locked public land? Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Giannis saying Wyoming, Steve saying Wyoming, Cam saying Wyoming, Wyoming, Wyoming. Corinne saying Colorado, Rihanna saying Utah, and Seth saying Wyoming. The correct answer is Wyoming.
Hey!
Wyoming has 2.44 million acres of corner-locked public land. That's followed by Nevada at 1.93 million, Arizona at 1.33 million, and Montana at 871,000. If you want more info on public lands, on this public lands issue, go to onxmaps.com and read their comprehensive report called the Cornerlocked Report. We're on to question eight. We will get a scoreboard update after this from Phil. The topic is trapping. What is the most targeted fur bearer by American trappers, according to a 2015 survey by the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies?
Most targeted or most caught?
Most targeted. What is the most targeted fur bearer by American trappers, according to a 2015 survey?
I need more information. You got to give more information.
That is like all the information.
Hours spent?
This is what the survey said.
It's a stupid question.
Okay.
Do you mean participants in pursuit of? Or do you mean hours spent, trap set?
Does the room agree that I'll give more details?
That's not a question.
This was a question on a survey. Here's what the question was.
Hear me out. If I say, what's the most harvested game animal in America? Mm-hmm. It's the mourning dove. What's the most hunted animal in America in terms of hunter hours spent? It's the white-tailed deer.
Two very different harvesting
son of a bitchin' things.
I said targeted.
I protest this question because Steve's the only one that traps in this room anyway.
No, that's wrong.
Oh, that's right. We got sad.
Well, I think, you have to look at it from this perspective. They asked a whole bunch of trappers, what is your number one targeted species? They wrote down, the majority of them wrote down the answer.
Yeah, it's a legit question, I think.
Oh.
Steve, I see what you mean because I'm in the same conundrum.
Again, the wording is most targeted fur bearer. Does everybody have an answer?
The win's gonna have to have an asterisk.
Go ahead and reveal your answers.
If I don't win.
We have Giannis saying muskrat, Steve saying coon, Cam saying coyote. What'd you write?
Coyote,
I'm sorry. Fix your handwriting. Brody saying raccoon, Sam saying coon, Corinne saying beaver, Rihanna saying beaver, Seth saying coon. The correct answer is raccoon.
Ah, damn it. What'd you write, Brody?
Oh shit.
I almost wrote coyote, though, because I figured
62% of trappers surveyed said they target raccoons. That's followed by coyotes at 55%, muskrat at 37%, and beaver at 33%.
Well, you delivered you delivered what would have been helpful in solving that. Among surveyed trappers.
Giannis interpreted the question perfectly.
He pulled it out of his ass.
No. Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We have two questions left.
Sure. Top three players right now. In third place, we have Seth with 4 points. Second place is Steve with 5. And in first place is Brody Henderson with 6 points.
Son of a...
We are on to question 9, and the topic is hunting. This next question is a visual question. If you want to play along and see what the room is seeing, go to Instagram and check out @SpencerNewArth. It'll be my most recent post. I got a new tattoo a few months ago, which is a replica of a tattoo that a famous hunter supposedly had. Who is that hunter? I will now show you guys. This is the tattoo. You need to figure out who the famous hunter is that had it.
You got this tattoo.
This tattoo.
Where's that tattoo? Let's see the tattoo.
It's up here. That would be like...
Oh, you should have worn a tank top today. Than,
did you get this tattoo because you really liked that hunter?
I'm not going to give any details. Again, this is a replica of a tattoo that a famous hunter supposedly had.
Supposedly.
Who is that hunter?
Supposedly.
And notice he said had. He doesn't like to give hints, but he think he might have.
Every word I write is intentional.
Is this hunter still alive?
I'm not giving any details.
Was he a bow hunter?
Not saying anything.
If Cam Haynes has this fucking tattoo, I'm going to freak out.
What a plot twist.
Oh, God.
You're playing along really good over there.
Man.
Does anybody need to look at the phone one more time?
No.
Before we have an answer. Just buy myself some time. go ahead and reveal your answer. Hey. We have Giannis saying Fredbear, Steve saying Hugh Glass, Cam saying
Capstick.
Capstick.
That's
Brody
what I
saying
want to say, man.
Robin
that was a good
Hood.
Choice.
Sam saying Sherlock
I kept
Holmes.
I think his name was Capra.
Corinne without an answer. Brianna with Jim Shockey and Seth with Fredbear. Nobody got it correct. The answer is Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh my God. Oh, I almost put that.
I thought
there's no way he had tattoos.
You said like, you know, president, right?
He doesn't seem like a tattoo type.
The tattoo is of the Roosevelt family crest, which was located on his chest. The context clue that would have helped you get this right are the three roses in the middle of the crest. Some online sources say he definitely had the ink, while others claim it was just a hoax started by Puck Magazine in 1912.
No shit.
It's believed he was the only president with a tattoo. Others say that Andrew Jackson, I think, had a tomahawk. Somebody said James Polk had something. I don't remember what it was. But someone could be the first president with a tattoo. That could just be a goal for somebody. We're on to question 10, the last question. Phil, give us another scoreboard update.
Same score. Nobody got that one right.
So we need Brody to get it wrong.
Brody has 6 and Steve has 5.
Brody to get it wrong, Steve to get it right. This next question comes to us via Jeffrey Wright. If you have a question you think is right for me to trivia,
actor?
You can send it to trivia at themeteater.com.
Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, no, he's great. Yeah. Did you see him in The French Dispatch?
Yes.
He should have got an Academy Award for that.
Yeah, it was great.
Pardon the interruption, Spencer.
And he sent us this question. This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. Bro, do you know it?
I think I do.
Uh-oh.
Know it? I've had it. But I don't know
I
it.
I had it.
No, I had them.
Oh, boy.
So we need Brody to slip up, Steve to get it correct. Seems like we're not going to have that ending.
Give me a second. It's
This Nordic dish, which is often served at Christmas time, is dried fish that's pickled in lye. Does everybody have an answer?
Nope.
No.
Are you going to come up with one, Steve?
I'm trying not to look at it.
Just the pain that's going on.
Go ahead and reveal your answers.
Painful.
We have Giannis saying Stankfisk.
Yes.
Ludafisk!
We had Brody say Ludafisk, and I think he's the only one that got it correct.
Oh, son of a bitch! Goodness. Brody won by 2?
He won by 2.
No playoff today.
Oh my God. Just a like... Brody just like a very decisive victory.
The Terminator.
Although this dish was traditionally served by Scandinavians, there is actually more of it consumed today in the United States. Madison, Minnesota claims to be the lutefisk capital of the world and has a large fiberglass statue of a codfish that is named Lou T. Fisk.
Would you have accepted salt cod?
No.
That's like not the same thing.
No, Brody, what do you think is your
I don't understand. You've still won more than he has. What's your problem?
Because it's just like
I have a just a.
I've won more, but I feel
Cam's
like he's
book.
Better.
I read Cam's book because I have such a strong desire to beat you, and I learned from his book.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, Brody. What are you doing with your $500?
It's turkey season. National Wild Turkey Federation.
National Wild Turkey Federation. That does it for this episode of Meteor Trivia. Brody. Kim, Rihanna, thank you guys for joining us. Tune in next time for more Meteor Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
Yeah. Thanks, Spencer.
Good job.
I'm sure a lot of you guys remember the old ceremonial hunting tradition of eating the heart out of the first animal you kill. Meat from those organs are among the most nutrient-rich foods on the planet. You can get those same benefits your ancestors craved via convenient daily capsules from Heart and Soil. Find out more at heartandsoil.co. And remember, use code MeatEater for 10% off your purchase. Outdoor adventure won't wait for engine problems. Things like hard starts, rough performance, and lost fuel economy are often caused by fuel gum and varnish buildup. Seafoam can help your engine run better and last longer. Simply pour a can in your gas tank. Hunters and anglers rely on Seafoam to keep their engines running the way it should the entire season. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your local auto parts store or visit SeafoamWorks.com to learn more.